We are now going to begin our post-race media availability in the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series for the 20th annual NextEra Energy Resources 250. And we're joined by tonight's runner-up finisher, Grant Enfinger, driver of the number 98 Champion Power Equipment Ford for Thor Sport Racing. If you have questions for Grant, raise your hand and we'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start here with Matt.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. I caught the tail end of your radio interview where you said that when you were on Austin, you felt like if you stayed there too much longer, you would have crashed him. Did you feel like you would have crashed him, both of you, or what?
No, I was on Crafton.
Right. I meant Crafton, sorry.
Yeah, I gave Crafton a good shove there right after the green flag, through turns one and two. And Austin had too big of a lead at that point. So at that point, I was like, perfect. We're going to end up 1-2 right here. And honestly, he just threw some major blocks that had to get Crafton checked up. And if I would have got him again, I would have wrecked us. feel like that was probably our best opportunity to make something happen. Also had another good run coming to the white. Had a really good shove. My gut feeling was, once I tried to sneak out there, I thought he was just going to fill the gap. So then I tried to give him a good shove and just didn't have anybody lined up behind me there coming out of four. So just it's a crazy night. I mean, Daytona gets like that sometimes. It seemed like the Xfinity race last year was like this. I don't guess it was a full moon, but man, it sure acted like it. It was just, carnage everywhere. But for us to do what we did, go two laps down, get everything fixed. I'm proud of our guys. Proud of the truck we brought here. Had good speed. We really did everything right all night, I think, and able to salvage a good finish. And now the real season starts next week at Atlanta.
Continue on with questions. Any questions here in the deadline room? Doug?
Yeah. Hey, Grant. Excuse me. Sorry, I've been talking loud on pit road there. Doug Turnbull for PRN at WSB in Atlanta. I wanted to ask, and it may be obvious in the garage, but to the casual race fan, why the trucks were able to stay too wide so much better than the other racing we've seen this weekend. What's different about them and the characteristics besides it being a points race?
I mean, we punch such a big hole in the air that everybody is grouped up. And really, I mean, I shouldn't say handling's not an issue, because the dictated by where trucks are besides you can get loose or tighter or whatever. But there are a lot of downforce in them, and there's more horsepower. I mean, when we were just trying to stay out of trouble, I was, half three-quarter throttle, staying 20, 30 car lengths behind the draft with no issues. So I think it is a whole, whether you're a good truck or bad truck, you can stay in that lead pack barring something, bad going on with your truck. So I think that provides good racing, but it provides tight racing. And then it's up to us to make it good racing. So we just, everybody's aggressive. This is the biggest race of the year, and everybody's going for it. And we tore up a lot of crap tonight.
We're going to go to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Brett Moffitt was kind of talking about the locking bumper issue. He and Sheldon Creed were penalized, but he said he saw you and Blaise Sauter locking bumpers.
No, they were how locking bumpers the whole beginning of the race. So I don't know how it took that long to get it. So that may be their opinion, but yeah.
How do you perceive that rule going forward?
At the end of the day, it's a judgment call. Unfortunately, if you're locked bumpers, that's not legal. If you can just bump it along, that is perfectly legal. The sad part is, as far as a driver's standpoint, it's easier to just stay locked and push them around the whole track. When you're doing that bumping is when we wreck. But that's just the way the rules are, and I feel like we played to that, and I don't feel like they were at the beginning. So that just is what it is. You're seeing how hard they're going to enforce that. That's, it's like any kind of judgment call, I guess.
Additional questions for Grant. Matt?
Just to add on to that, do you feel like if NASCAR were not to enforce the locking bumpers rule, would that take away some of the crashing we saw today, or what we saw a little bit at Talladega too?
We'd be tandeming them in all the way around here in every series, I would say. So, no, I mean, that's not the answer either. It just is what it is. You've got to, play that. That just is what it is. I think it's probably enforced the right amount where we are.
Well, Grant, congratulations on the second place finish tonight, and good luck next week in Atlanta.
Thank you, guys. Yep.